I'm unique among the speakers, I think, because I'm not standing in the general election. I've had my fill of standing elections for the moment. But I just wanted to say a few words as a fellow student and a city councillor. And I can't really go on more about the injustice of the asylum system, because we all know about the injustice of the asylum system. That's why you're here. We know those facts. I just wanted to very quickly point out some things that perhaps don't ever get talked about in the asylum debate. And that's the fact that even if you take the debating tactic of accepting that there is an immigration problem, which I don't believe, but even if you take that debating tactic of accepting the opponent's argument, you then look, where does that problem come from? And you look very rapidly begin to see that we're dealing with the symptoms and not the root causes. And if you look at what's causing mass immigration, if you look at what's causing mass movement of asylum seekers and refugees, it's our policies. You look at just three examples, the arms trade. The United Kingdom is the second biggest arms dealer in the world. We subsidise arms £450 million last year, according to the Oxford Research Group. We often sell arms to both sides of the same conflict. We saw government ministers a couple of years ago flying out to Kashmir at the heart of the crisis, selling Hawk jets to India and Pakistan. And then we wonder why people are fleeing persecution. Then we wonder why people are fleeing torture. It's our policies that are doing it. Then we look, and as a Green Party politician, I'm legally obliged to mention climate change in every speech I give, I know, but it's a serious problem. We look at the European Parliament report that came out last year that says by 2050, there will be 150 million refugees because of environmental degradation. 150 million. And I guarantee you that if our policies continue as they are, with this kind of xenophobic bidding war, we'll be blaming the people that we've driven out of countries by our pollution. They'll be coming here asking for a better life, and we'll be blaming them, rather than looking at our pollution, our environmental policies, and the fact that we've destroyed their countries. And then you look at the third thing, the thing you're never meant to mention at rallies because you look like a trot, even though it exists. And that's economic imperialism. And I'm sorry, it does exist. Jesse Jackson, a couple of years ago, mentioned debt, and he said, debt to Africa is the new chain of slavery. And that's true. In sub-Saharan Africa, $1.30 goes out in debt for every dollar we give in aid. Every dollar we give in aid is just coming straight back to us. It's having absolutely no effect. Unfair trade policies, debt, and the entire system that we live in at the moment are causing mass immigration and asylum seekers. But you will never, ever read this in the Daily Mail. You will never, ever read this in the Sun. And you'll never hear it in the mainstream political debate. Because we're too scared to confront power, and we're too scared to look at how we're contributing to this problem. But we are. I just wanted to mention that. But I suppose really where I can be helpful is the fact that I'm a speaker who knows Azeem relatively well. I've been working with him over the last couple of terms to try and help him in whatever way I can. And I just wanted to say that the most important thing about the asylum debate and the way that we can win this debate is to realise that asylum seekers are human beings. Because it's so easy on one side to look at quotas or numbers or statistics, but on our side as well, it's so easy to take up, you know, the cause of someone like Azeem and wave it around like it's a political banner. You know, use Azeem Ansari to make a political point or to bash your political opponents over the head with. Well, that's not what Azeem is. Azeem's a human being, just like us. He's a student, just like us. He's trying to get a degree and he's struggling, just like us. He has faults and advantages, just like us. And all we're saying is that, or at least all I'm saying, is that I want my friends to be able to remain in Oxford, to have the same foundation and the same support from the community that I have because I'm a British person. I don't believe that his nationality should affect the way he's treated. He's just like us. And if we remember that, then we'll win this debate, because I think that the British people are compassionate. The only reason they're being fooled into this kind of appalling xenophobia is that they think that asylum seekers are statistics. Well, they're not. They're human beings. And if we remember that, we'll win. Cheers.